Houston was willing to travel down. We actually did a coin flip between Reddington and Valdez, and Valdez won that coin flip. And so both of the MATSU schools will be on the road that first week. Then in the semifinals, it's basically a cross bracket of where they would have been conference-wise. So Aurora 1 is Monroe Catholic. They'll play the winner of Game 1, which is Houston and the Peninsula. Now, there again, they would normally have been in the same conference. Same with Reddington and Valdez. So the first round pairings of these schools that haven't played each other, again, we put them back in the what would have been their conference. The reality of it is, if Nikiski had been able to play some other of their non-conference opponents, they may have picked up some wins. In football, or in this system, I believe the teams that were vying for state championships got in, and maybe you had to let a few other people in that might not really be vying. The only way we could make this, we think, work to allow quality teams, because Houston was our state champion last year at Division III. We didn't want to build something that would have precluded them an opportunity to play.